Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are John Gibson, Director of Member Services for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Southwest tour will begin next Monday in Lubbock at Plains Cotton Growers Office with updates on Texas cotton production, Texas A&M's Cotton Improvement Program, and Bayer Crop Sciences Research and Development. The group will also visit Pico Industries and tour Vardaman Farms in nearby Slayton.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
While still in Lubbock, the group will tour Farmers Co-op Compress and get a presentation on electronic marketing at Plains Cotton Co-op Association before touring the Lubbock feedlot and back to Nature Resources for a look at methods to enhance the value of gin byproducts. Participants will also tour Mims Farm in Acuff.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
While in Corpus Christi, they will visit Stover Equipment Company, Gulf Compress, the Port of Corpus Christi, and Gatefront. They also will visit Edcott Gin Co-op in Odom, the Gregory Gin in Gregory, and participate in individual farm tours in the Coastal Bend area. The tour concludes with a visit to Kingsville for a tour of King Ranch and Farms and a look at algae biodiesel research and gospel-free shrimp feeding projects conducted by Texas AgriLife Extension at the AgriLife Laboratory in Corpus Christi.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Upon completion of this year's tours, the PIE program will have exposed more than 1,000 U.S. cotton producers to innovative production practices in regions different than their own since the program was initiated 25 years ago.